This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, Afrelech and Zois Chanukah. Rabbis, I want to share with you three gifts from heaven. They are nothing less than that regarding Zois Chanukah and the Kriyas HaTorah for Chanukah. One, the Siyata Deshmaya Yivon Hashem gave me last year. Two, second one Hashem gave me during Kriyas HaTorah this morning. And the third one Hashem gave me driving in here today. Okay, so the first one I've mentioned before, and that is the Kriyas HaTorah this morning is the longest weekday Kriyas HaTorah of the year, and that is it has 50 psukim. The significance of that is that Rashi says in Parshas Truma that the truth is the menorah has 49 parts, corresponding to the 49 levels of wisdom that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says the menorah has 22 goblets, 11 knobs, 9 flowers, that's 42, plus the 7 branches, that's 49. So Moshe Rabbeinu basically understood the menorah. So why did the Ribbono Shel Olam have to show the menorah? V'zeh maaseh ha-menorah, in the laning of today. So Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was neskasha ba. Moshe Rabbeinu could not figure out the menorah. Why? The Gra explains that the menorah itself is the 50th detail. The menorah represents the 50 sha'arim of Chachma. Moshe, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, had 50 chasar achas. He was minus one. So since Moshe Rabbeinu did not have all the disciplines of Chachma, he was missing one, represented by the menorah itself. Hashem had to show him the menorah. But L'chaira, when Hashem did show him the menorah, he did have a flavor and a taste of the Shar Nun, of the 50th gate of wisdom. Therefore, today, Zois Chanukah, how many psukim do we lane? 50 psukim keneged the 50 sha'arim of Chachma. That's mamish, an amazing remez. Then this morning during the laning, Hashem gave me another matana. Ready for this? The final aliyah of Chanukah! If today's laning has 50 psukim, well, the first aliyah is 3 psukim. The second aliyah is 3 psukim. And the final aliyah on Chanukah, 44 psukim, keneged the 44 neros of Chanukah. Amazing. The final aliyah that we lay on Chanukah, 44 psukim, keneged, because we know there are 36 men main neros plus the 8 shamashim, 44 neros of Chanukah, meaning the Rebbe Shalom is saying that I'm giving you 44 psukim to be able to take with you the kedusha of the 44 neros of Chanukah with you for the rest of the year. And then Marv Rabbeisai driving here this morning, I wasn't under as much pressure as yesterday because it wasn't as late. And the Navi, the psukim that we lane over Chanukah begin, Vayhi b'yoyim kalois Moshe lahakim es ha es ha-mishkan. And it was on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu finished erecting the Mishkan. From the beginning of Perek Zayin, we lane the entire Chanukah's ha-mishkan. From Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph, until the end of Parshas Nasai. Does anybody know how many psukim in the Torah in Perek Zayin, which talks about Chanukah's HaMishkan? 89 psukim, Gematria Chanukah. Incredible. The number of psukim that we lane about the Chanukah's HaMishkan, I just realized it driving in this morning. That the number... No, I had the number. I had all the numbers before. I knew it was 50... And I was playing around with different things. But yeah, it's Aleph to pay test the number of psukim in the Chanukah Samishkan, Perek Zayin, Parshas Notzai, Chanukah Samishkan, that we lay in the Chanukah, 89 psukim, keneged the Chanukah's, keneged the word Chanukah, which is 89. If we could add just one more inyan, that some Yidden have a minog that they begin 6 psukim earlier. And that is Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Daber El Aroin VeAlbanav Lemar, Koy Sevarchos Bnei Yisrael, Amar Lahem. They begin with Berachas Kaihanim. Now, that's not our minhag, but there is such a minhag. If you add those psukim as well, then of course you have 95 psukim, which is the two names of Hashem La'asad Lavoi, which are Aleph Dalet Nun Yud and Yud Kei, and the significance being that since Chanukah is the inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash, it will usher in the Zman of Bayoim Hahu Yihya Hashem Echad Ushma Yachad. We should talk about that this Chanukah should inaugurate in for us Yemois HaMashiach. We should be Zoicha to see it. B'mheira V'yameinu Amen. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.